to Dish Nation. Hey! Dishing about today.
Well, honey, looks like Khloe Kardashian's post on Instagram brought all the boys to the yard, including her two exes, Lamar and Tristan. We'll explain.
Ooh, and Bennifer 2.0 is still going strong, y'all. And he's even playing stepdaddy. What?
Plus, honey, I'll be dishing on the Real Housewives of Potomac, honey, the premier catfight last night. Now, Brad is out, and Heidi and Frank will join us later. But head crack, now, I heard someone flew into space.
All right, well, you might have got high this weekend, but you didn't get higher than Sir Richard Branson, who just became the first billionaire to ride into space aboard his own winged rocket ship on Sunday. Now, Richard, along with five Virgin Galactic employees, flew 53.5 miles above the Earth in a final test mission before kicking off commercial space flights next year. Pretty exciting, huh?
Ooh, wow. Nice. Yeah,
he is the first person to blast off in his own ship, beating Jeff Bezos, the richest person on the planet, by 9 days. Check this out.
To the next generation of dreamers, if we can do this, just imagine what you can do. Hey!
Okay. Wow. That's insane right there.
But here's the thing. Like, you know, normally, Portia, when we think our man might be cheating, we go over there and we check it out in our car. But if you in a spaceship, like, how we gonna check on our man?
If he can fly out of space, then he get to have whatever kind of alien is up there, okay? Now, that is allowed.
That's right.
Now, that you is a cheat I will allow. You go that damn far to cheat, you can do it.
Portia, yes. And Sherry, y'all don't even have to worry about it. Sherry, don't even fret yourself like the old folks say. Ain't none of y'all men got no damn $250,000 to go to space.
Sure,
so
he
gonna be around there in Keisha house, honey.
Right. All right, y'all. Well, baby, honey. Khloe Kardashian thirst trap photo is stirring up some trouble, y'all. Well, Khloe posted a picture of her in a bikini, okay, a bikini, on Instagram, standing under an outdoor shower. Oh, dripping wet and glossy and stuff. Well, both of her exes, honey, both of them jumped into those comments, baby, and it got lit. So Lamar wrote, "Hottie," under the photo, and Tristan clearly wasn't feeling it because he came back with this comment after reading her thousands of comments, which is kind of weird to me. How the hell did he even see it? Anyway, he replied, "At Lamar Odom, God brought you back the first time. Play if you want. Different results." Ooh.
What? Now, Tristan got a lot of nerve. But I want to ask, I got to ask Chewy and HK, because I'm not trying to be a hater, but her stomach is so hard. Like, don't y'all like just a little bit of meat on the belly? Like, when I look at Portia's picture, Portia has a... Portia. Now, I'm going to compliment you, Portia. You have your tone, but there is still a softness about, like, you feel like if you touch your belly,
PJ,
it's still soft.
PJ's pouch.
You know what I'm saying?
You can hold on to it.
in Spanish, we call it masa. I need a little bit of masa.
Okay. But Portia, you got the most masa, and I like it.
And that's not Portia's doggone stomach. Y'all talking about masa. That's her butt. She flip over and they think they rubbing her stomach. How could you say that?
Pizza, papi.
All right, y'all. Jeez. Looks like Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are out here, and they are going strong. You hear me? Because while J-Lo has been getting settled into her new home on the West Coast, her beau, Ben, has been getting acclimated to being a stepdaddy. All right, now. I like this. Ben was spotted with his two kids and Jennifer's 13-year-old daughter, Emmy, at Universal City Walk right here in Cali. They were enjoying the day. And then a couple days ago, Jennifer and her son, Max, toured schools in the L.A. area. Mm. So it looks like this is very serious, and the couple is making strides to become a blended family.
All right.
One thing about J-Lo, you're not just going to date her. You're going to be a family. We're going to figure
this out.
You're
going to be a family.
Right. I'm going to move where you at. We're going to blend this.
Oh, yeah.
Chewy, do you think that the kids are going to get along like J-Lo and A-Rod's kids did? I mean, because it was a blended family
Absolutely.
Not too long ago with them.
Absolutely. I think they're okay with the whole mixed family thing. You know, they're children of celebrities. They get it. And if I was J-Lo's ex, I would want to go on the family trips, too. I want to hang out with Batman. Like, that would be lit, man. So that would be a great time right there. So, yeah, I think Bennifer 2.0 is in for the long haul. I think they're going to last, y'all. y'all, and I think this is going to be the one for both of them, y'all. I think they're going to get married.
But shout out to Ben Affleck's consistency to dating who he wants to date, because he had Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Lopez. If he gets Jennifer Hudson, he's completed the trilogy. He goes down in the Hall of Fame.
Is that the Holy Trinity of Jennifer's, HK?
That's the Jennifer Trinity.
All right, dishes, honey, it's time for the Real Housewives of Potomac Report. Ooh. Now, it's season six, y'all, for the ladies, honey, and baby, the grand dame, honey, of Potomac, Miss Karen Huger, and former, y'all, first lady, Gisele Bryant. Child, they got into a nasty and shade-throwing match, honey, on season premiere last night, honey.
We all know that our house is broken.
Gisele, what you will not do is disrespect my husband when your is in everybody else's vagina. What you will not do, Giselle, you don't have a man. You're a broken whore from Hampton University, and everybody knows it. And that's why we went to Sing Sing.
Ooh, wow.
So, y'all, what happened to turning the other cheek, honey? Now, I thought Gisele was the first lady, honey. And, honey, she's on TV talking about kitty cats, honey.
I know.
This is ridiculous.
It's one thing that I think, you know, a woman can turn her head, but don't nobody want nobody talking about their box, okay? The box,
that's
right. You got to defend your box at all costs. I don't care who you
even
are,
if it's hot,
you must defend it.
Because people will always think about what people said, and even
that's
if it's not true, they'd be like, maybe it's true.
That's right.
You've
they'd be like, why was she so quiet while they were talking about her box?
She should have put baking soda in her box to make it fresh, because that's what we do at our house. We put baking soda in our box.
That's exactly why your box is locked up right now, Gary. You done treated it all wrong. It's retired.
It's under management.
What?
Child. Put some gardenia flowers in
don't
there.
Don't put nothing in there. Don't put nothing in there.
You're vinegar from Long John Silver's.
All right, time to check in with Heidi and Frank. And now that the world is opening up, y'all, are they trying to be bi? I mean, bilingual. Heidi and Frank, what's up?
That's right. And since the world is opening up, summer is the best time to get the most out of your travels by learning the language of your destination. Now, what better way than using Babbel? It's the number one selling language learning app. Babbel makes the whole process of learning a new language fun. It's easy. You've got bite-sized lessons that you can actually use in the real world.
You know, I've always wanted to learn Italian, so I could just cruise through the Amalfi Coast smoking a cigar with my friend George Clooney.
I will say that does sound great, and if you care to know, I'm currently learning Spanish for a trip to Mexico. Now, with Babbel's 15-minute lessons, I can fit a lesson easily into my busy schedule. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Espanol, Francais, Italiano, and Deutsch.
That's German for those aren't on Babbel
that's
yet.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that there's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes.
And now with a three-month subscription, you purchase a three-month Babbel subscription, you're going to get an additional 3 months absolutely free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com. Use our promo code DISH. That's Babbel.com. Code DISH for an extra 3 months free.
Don't go anywhere. More DISH Nation after the break.
Or as I will soon say, Mas DISH Nation and unos momentos.
Wow.
See? Thanks, Babbel.
DISH Nation. DISH Nation.
All right, Dwayne The Rock Johnson never ceases to amaze us with his social media posts, but y'all gotta check this out. He shared this video explaining what kept him from getting to the gym, which I cannot even imagine. Okay. But Portia, right outside The Rock's door, there was a hawk having a feast. The Rock said, it's either this hawk's copperhead snake or my weekend workout.
Wow.
Now, Chewy.
Yes.
Can you believe this happened? Because that's a huge hawk. I mean, right outside his door?
Yeah, man. I would have to say that he was being hawk-blocked from the gym. You see what I
that's
did there?
That's actually pretty
did you
good,
see that?
Chewy.
Did you see
we got that?
That,
Chewy. We got it.
Thank you.
Hot block. It seemed like The Rock needed any reason whatsoever to not work out that day because, like, you know, come on, you The Rock. No Hulk gonna pick you up and take you away or even, like, snatch anything off you, man. He could have went ahead and pushed through.
But you know what, hey, Craig, let's validate this reason so that we can also say we got Hawks stopping us, too.
But it's the sad thing, though. We have the Atlanta Hawks here, and they don't do stuff like that. Eat you, honey, at your house and do all that stuff. So,
you know, again, that's Yes, because we down here probably done ate the damn hawk. All this chicken and stuff we ate, because I ain't never seen a hawk in Atlanta.
No, never.
I've never seen one either. I've never seen a hawk
on that thing down here in Atlanta.
All right, y'all, honey, it's my favorite part, honey, of the show. It's time for What the Fashion, honey. Now, today we have the beautiful Miss Bella Hadid, honey, the supermodel attending the Cannes Film Festival wearing a long black gown. But, baby, ooh, let me tell y'all, baby, the only thing that was covering her breast was a giant brass necklace. Now, apparently, y'all, this extravagant piece, honey, was inspired by human lungs.
Well, you know what? I think it's pretty innovative. I haven't seen anything like this before, and she must be doing pretty well, because if her breast was smaller, it would have been little pieces of broccoli. So for her to be able to use big tree roots, right, this is kind of dope. So
broccolini.
Sherry, Portia, would y'all wear this? Cause, I mean, because both of y'all have, you know, the size of a breast that could even could fit this beautiful human lung. Would y'all wear this?
Okay, if that was me, I don't know about Portia. Mine would be palm trees, rose bushes, and everything else. Okay. That wouldn't be covering none of nothing.
Mine would be a dogwood. All right, y'all, that's right. Come on, let's get into it. Let's talk about this thirst trapping with the stars. That's right. First up, we've got Kerry Washington. Now, she actually stopped me, honey. I wasn't even in a car. She stopped traffic with these pictures. She shared this look. She's in a cheerful yellow bikini. And she captioned it, "Here comes the sun."
Here comes the sun.
What y'all think?
I think it's a thirst trap. How in the hell y'all gonna sit here and say that it's not a thirst trap? Think of that's a thirst trap, and y'all know that. Look at her. She's just letting you see that her legs are gapped, that her legs don't rub together. And that's why she posed for that second picture. Most women legs rub together like the ones we work
that's
with.
That's right.
She did that. So
She definitely is thirst trapping. She got two kids, and that body is lit, okay? That's definitely
Let me tell you something, Portia. I love this picture so much just for the fact that she looked, because her thighs don't kiss. Mine, friggin', I could start a fire with my thighs when they rub together. Nice. So I love this.
All right, next up is KJ Apa, y'all. The Riverdale actor dropped his pic where he was chilling in his pool with his dog, and he said, and I quote, "She love it." Quote. And he added a lobster emoji. See, because he's on top of a lobster, that's why he has the lobster emoji. So is he thirst trapping, y'all?
Yeah, he thirst trapping. It was a very offensive because Peter should get him, because he's going to say, "Yeah, she like it." Got that dog sitting there, honey, right there at the peck of him. And he's going to say, "Yeah, she like it." I don't like that.
But Gary, do you like how KJ looks? That's the question.
Oh, well, he looks stunning, honey. Yes.
All right.
All right, so up next, Andrew Freund talks to Lena Headey and the rest of the cast of the new action flick Gunpowder Milkshake. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Today, you are in for a treat because I am getting ready to sit down with Karen Gillan, Lena Headey, and Carla Gugino to talk about their new Netflix film, Gunpowder Milkshake.
Some bad men are coming to hurt us. We have to go where it's safe.
Okay.
I'm gonna teach you to always guard your back.
Hi, Mom.
Am I a grandmother?
God, no.
I'm really jealous. I want a hat right now. I mean, how good does she look in that hat?
I know. I'm jealous, too. Like, I didn't know you were allowed to wear hats, and you're kicking it off.
Guys, you can't have it all. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Karen, I'll start with you. Okay, first of all, you two are so badass in this movie that I'm a little bit scared of both of you. I mean, okay, there's the bowling alley scene. There's the scene where Lena's jumping out of the library with guns a-blazing. What was your favorite action sequence to film and why?
Good question. I think it's going to be my first action sequence in the film just because the director was like, this is the first time we see you fight. And so he wanted it to be all one take with just the actors for the first section of it. And also it was like, there was more pressure because like, he hadn't seen me fight in the movie. And then for other characters had all been like, oh, remember who you're dealing with. So it's like, oh no, I better be bloody good after all that.
All right, Lena, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna put Cersei up against Scarlett. What would that look like? Who would win? What are your thoughts on that?
Here's the thing, you know, Cersei, years of begging,
never got a weapon, and Scarlett's got access to... So if she could sneak up on Cersei, I think she'd win. But if Cersei caught her, game over.
You play a librarian, but she's not necessarily your typical librarian. Tell me a little bit about her.
Well, Madeline does have a real reverence for books and for literature, and she genuinely, I think, has faith in that sort of carrying on from generation to generation. But yes, she has an illustrious past, and is part of quite an underground operation, indeed.
Very important question, Karen. Favorite milkshake and why? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's strawberry. I think I like a strawberry milkshake.
I hate milkshakes.
What? You're in a movie called Gunpowder Milkshake.
But I love Gunpowder, though. Gunpowder milkshake.
What? What does your milkshake bring, Karen? In one word, what would you say?
I don't know that it brings that many boys to the yard, but I wish it bloody did. I'm kidding.
Lena, you know, Karen plays your daughter in this. What's one thing you learned from Karen? What kind of words of wisdom, Lena, did you learn from Miss Karen?
Yes, what did you learn from me?
I learned one must always, always have a mobile bed on set.
That's true.
At least 2 iPads. And an endless supply of salty nuts.
That sounds wrong.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So Dua Lipa is on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine looking, absolutely stunning. But as you open up the magazine and look at the interview, in the interview she talks about how she takes really ugly pictures sometimes.
Yeah, right.
And her boyfriend, Anwar Hadid, loves them. This is what she said, quote, "I always like to ask if he likes a picture before I post it, but I also think sometimes it's sweet that he really likes kind of ugly pictures of me, and I look at him and I'm like, really? And he's like, I love it. And then I let him post it, although I hate it." Frank, you think Anwar is just playing it safe? Like, he's not going to tell her a picture's bad because he wants to get laid.
No, he's absolutely playing it safe. I don't think that Dua Lipa can take an ugly picture. I mean, her ugly picture's a solid 8. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like... You ever ask your wife before you post a picture?
That's the thing about her, and it's what I like, and it's what I need, and she has no problem being honest with me. But I will say this. I have found pictures in her phone. Like, she'll take a picture of me sleeping with the dogs where I look atrocious. And I'm like, why would you ever want to look back at... You know, I'm laying in a certain way where my arm's all fat.
Those are for revenge posts.
But also, don't keep ugly pictures of me on your phone. I want you to remember me, like, looking good, not with my...
With your eyes half closed with a mouthful of yogurt?
Half closed, tongues out.
How did I get so lucky?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.